Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here's the latest news on Sunday, the 26th of November, 2023. News.
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle.
Chien-wen.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News. This week, we have new language pages about Hakka, a Kuki-Chin language spoken mainly in Chin State in western Myanmar. Falam, another Kuki-Chin language spoken mainly in Chin State in western Myanmar, and also in Mizoram State in the northeast of India. And Zotong, another Kuki-Chin language spoken mainly in Chin State in western Myanmar. There are two new adapted scripts, Eestilista and Vuurilista, which are ways to write Estonian and Vuro with the Cyrillic alphabet, created by Wojciech Gurala. There are new numbers pages in Hakka, which we already mentioned, Chang, a Brahmaputran language spoken in Nagaland in the northeast of India, Salish, a Salishan language spoken in parts of Montana and Washington State in the USA, and Chavchuvan, a dialect of Koryak spoken in the west and north of the Kamchatka Peninsula in the Russian Far East region. There are new Tower of Babel translations in Hakka, Falam, Kumi, Ngaun, and Zotong, which are all Kuki-Chin languages spoken mainly in Chin State in western Myanmar. There are new articles entitled Unlocking the Mind and World, the Bountiful Benefits of Bilingualism, and the Karyanshe Goidelic Numerals and Kantrer Gwailod. Are they connected? There's a new Omniglot blog post entitled Saturn's Bathing Day about words for Saturday in English and other languages. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Ingeroist ovat jänikkäin suomeugri rahvas. Paraikoi hänen suur osa ellä omal maal Petterin oblastin länspuoles suuren meren rannal.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in the northwest of Russia. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Gilaki, an Iranian language spoken in the northwest of Iran. In this week's Celtic Pathways podcast, entitled Whiskey and Biscuits, we find out what links whiskey with biscuits, a town in central France, and a Celtic deity of hot springs. And on the Celtiatdir blog, there's a new post called Flowing Slowly, about words for slow and related things, and I made improvements to the posts entitled Life and Food. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.